You're listening to Roundtable, and let's talk about another research, which may be a sweeping statement or maybe scientific. You can decide by yourself. After 25 years of research, Dr. Aaron Hirsch, who writes the book, Which Food Personality Are You?, finally proved that a person's taste relates closely to his or her characters. This shocking discovery is included in the American Men's Health magazine. It may reshape the way people think about food, or will it?
I wouldn't go as far as saying scientific support, but I think it's quite an interesting finding. For example, people who have a taste for the sour foods are very ambitious. People who love sweet food tend to offer help to others. And I can sort of understand the sweet food judgment here, because I think maybe, but this is still, you know,too big of a generalization, but maybe someone who likes sweet food could be a sweet person, and, you know, that means this person will probably be more inclined to give some person a helping hand.
Yeah, I mean, certainly, and I think especially if we look at traditional Chinese medicine, I mean, the connection, you laugh, but I'm being serious, the connection between diet and personality is actually quite clear. It's quite clear. People who eat too much hot things, you know, are more likely to be more hot-temperedright? People who eat cooler things are more likely to be patient and calm, because, I mean, again, in TCM, the types of foods that you eat, like their, I don't know, maybe you call them their essence or something like that, does affect your personality and the way you think and the way you feel. And so certainly I do kind of see, in some senses, how diet and food, body and mind, obviously, they're so closely related. But I just feel like what we're given here with this study, and I hate to say it, but after 25 years of research...
this is what you come up with?
No. After 25 years of research, I mean, yeah, who cares?
No,
I mean,
like
seriously, who cares?
I think it's...
This doesn't help me be a happier person. This doesn't help me understand the human condition or the people around me at all, because it's too general. So if you are like spicy food, you are more likely to be adventurous. I mean, yeah, maybe that might happen to some people. I like spicy food. I'm not that adventurous.
Oh, it's very brave of you to admit that, and true as well.
And adventurous.
And, well, I just find that there isn't that much scientific backing, but this sort of study always interests some people because it's quite fun to try to figure out what you are, that kind of thing. And there are numerous other studies kind of similar to
this,
too.
Which is also, I mean, again, a bunch of BS. I mean, like looking at another study from last year, looking at a person's taste for coffee can show his or her personality. So look at cappuccino, black coffee, and latte. I drink black coffee and lattes. So what's going on there?
Yeah, and what
about
I drink
me?
All three.
Yeah. I'm a foodie. I love all the food that you guys mentioned. Does that mean I am everything? You know, that is impossible.
It means you, I don't even know.
Yeah.
Well, it means that you're
not
a person. A sweet person.
It means that you're easy to be taken advantage of.
No,
where
I hope
you
not.
Get
all
too,
these conclusions, John.
Open.
I'm baffled.
Let me go to WeChat instead of hearing
Please
John.
Please do.
Arya here joins our topic about food, and she or he thinks that it's not very persuasive, this study. Although, you know, they say that people who love spicy food might be ambitious or adventurous, but does that mean everybody from Sichuan, Chongqing, Hunan, these places are adventurous?
Well, I mean, they do have the La Meza, right? The spicy girls.
And also he says that there must be something that has to do with the local weather, the local food traditions, or the local culture as well, you know, not to do with personality totally.